Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start out on Long Island, where there was a debate last night, gubernatorial debate. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York facing actress Cynthia Nixon. Your thoughts on the tussle?
Well, it does appear to me that Cynthia Nixon really has come on strong against Cuomo. She had nothing to lose. The polls are showing her losing 2-1. But of course, with Ocasio-Cortez, nobody takes anything seriously that pollsters are saying. And by the way, to divert, I can tell you that there's a new poll out from Siena that shows the Tenney-Brindisi race very, very close. Brindisi leading by 2 percentage points. You know what that means? Nothing. You know, these polls are now in such disrepute, to be perfectly honest with you, that the one thing we can take away from that is that there is a very, very close race there and for that congressional seat up there in that region, Utica and the rest. Okay, so now I want to go back to Cuomo and Nixon. Nixon really went for it, and she was extraordinarily effective. She accused them of corruption, and she used it in such a way that it can only help her. Cuomo was reduced to saying that the only reason he wouldn't serve 4 years is if God struck him dead. So it was only one debate, but it was a debate that counted, and Nixon showed herself to be assertive, brilliant, and Cuomo was definitely, in my mind, on the offensive.
Interesting, because you had a conversation last week with the New York Times' Jesse McKinley about what could happen in such a debate, and that this could turn the election. And at one point, Nixon said to Cuomo, "Can you stop lying?" Is this the kind of turning point we're talking about?
It is, in that these debates between a man and a woman are extraordinarily sensitive issues. So if a man is accused of mansplaining or condescending, it can go against you. There is not a really good defense. So apparently, in some of these polls, the Tenney-Brindisi, which we were seeing from Siena, the huge disparity between what women and men are thinking here could lead to a real revolution in the way in which our politics operate in New York. As I understand it, the women were solidly for Brindisi by 15 points, and the men the other way around. This is sort of interesting stuff when we get the politics of gender going to see whether or not Trump is holding his men the way that this poll would indicate it's going, at least in that one congressional district.
Let's stick with elections for a minute and the possibility of someone jumping into the race. That's former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, who launched a new PAC yesterday, Alan. The latest sign, says Politico, that the Democrats' political ambitions may not be through ahead of 2020.
Well, let me tell you, David, that when the award gets given out for the first person who has been saying Deval Patrick all along, it's going to go to me. He would be a brilliant candidate. He is extremely bright, and he brings in an awful lot of Americans because he went and he earned some money with Bain Capital. Some people would hold that against him, not me. I think the idea that we have a candidate who is acceptable to both sides means he's a candidate who could win. And I'm a big fan of his. I have been all along. I have incredible respect for the man. And frankly, I hope he runs.
From there to the national scene, President Donald Trump, Alan, says top lawyer in the White House, Donald F. McGahn II, will leave this fall. McGahn, of course, says the Times, a key witness to the question of whether President Trump obstructed the inquiry into Russian election interference.
The one thing that we know about Trump is that he doesn't brook people with opinions that are different from his. McGahn has been the seawall when it comes to doing certain things, apparently firing Mueller, firing Rosenstein. And now, with him gone, Trump will have an easier time of it. Obviously, the feckless Republicans who should be standing up to Trump on some of his terrible things that he's been doing have not wanted to do it. And people like Lindsey Graham, of all things, John McCain's best friend, in quotes, is now turning and running. And that the president is getting on the phone and lobbying these people one by one and telling them that they have to go along with him. You do see Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, David, that some of the moves that Trump is envisioning, perhaps firing Mueller and other things, is not a good move.
Thursday around here is the day we record the Media Project, a major media topic on the table today, and a unanimous decision and a big win for small and medium-sized papers. The International Trade Commission overturned a Trump administration decision yesterday to impose tariffs on Canadian newsprint, saying that the American paper producers are not harmed by newsprint imports. Of course, the Media Project all over this topic.
Well, yeah, obviously this has been one of the things that has really hurt newspapers. We do know that this transition from paper to digital has been a very dicey affair for papers and for print media. But when this double whammy of charging them more for the paper, as much as 20% is my understanding, that's huge. It really has led to serious repercussions among newspapers and printers and publishers. And so this is good news for them, that is for sure. And bad news for Trump, who obviously thinks that the press is the enemy of the people.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us as always. Thank you, Alan.
Stay cool, everybody.